Live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
It's good that many of us are vaccinated, but viruses that cause colds, flu, and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly in winter, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOA News Time 8:32, Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have Al Slappy with the Eastside Community Group talking about the Martin Luther King Jr. celebration coming up Sunday night.
Al, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Everything's well with you?
They are well. They are actually pretty mild here, too, before we start talking about more chilly conditions the next couple of days. But obviously, you guys had to reschedule because of the brutal cold here that you were planning on for Sunday. But does that mean that the activity list here coming up for this upcoming Sunday really has any changes at all to it?
No, it's just basic change is just the date. Everything else is still the same, two speakers and then several different churches involved as far as helping with the program. And, it just kind of stretched out a little bit more of trying to involve us as a community, you know, best as we possibly can. Dr. King, it only seemed deemed to... follow through with that much as we can, because without us being connected, then, you know, we begin to lose ourselves, and then eventually the community is lost as well.
So you mentioned here you got two speakers coming, or at least participating here to help really facilitate and drive the conversation and drive the celebration coming up here on Sunday. Who do you have that's going to be those two featured speakers?
Dr. Akina Long-Bitten is professor at the university, myself. I'm not sure exactly what the topic going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be some in the range of education and participation. So myself, I will be doing a couple pieces of poetry, but just a message, you know, as a reminder, you know, because as we state, remain committed to the change. And so with that, it's, looking within yourself. And when you've been emotionally or physically involved in some kind of something or another, or you felt denied that you should have had a position on a job and or lack in education, if you felt any kind of way, then, you know, there's a change that you had within yourself, because then you looked at things from a different perspective.
Understood. Now, Al, I wanted to ask you here, too, because we've got the activities taking place at 6 o'clock at First United Methodist Church Sunday. In years past, there's been a march from one part of town to the celebration site. Is that going to be the story here this time around, or is that not going to be taking place Sunday?
There's no march, per se, outside of within yourself. You're looking at some history and things that Dr. King did. Because of its kind of lack of earliness on my part, and trying to help get, things together. But at the same time, it's still a honor to do something for Dr. King, and what he has done for us.
You talk about the message of Dr. Martin Luther King here. The question is going to come up here, have we made a whole lot of progress? But what is it about the message of Dr. Martin Luther King in general terms, whether you want to use I Have a Dream or some of the other speeches that he's well known for? What is it about the King's message that really resonates with you and has resonated with you?
As being... Black man in the United States of America, having experienced a lot of these circumstances and situations at different times in your life, And you know that someone gave their all, I mean, for us all. I mean, it wasn't just one particular culture, but yet he was a black man, you know, trying to make a difference in us for as justice is concerned, to actually be diverse and not just using the word or, you know, diverse. And education, and then, you know, job security. I mean, things that we are still fighting for, screaming for today. And so that means that if we as a people can come together as a people, you know, a lot of these things can be taken care of.
Again, Al Slappy joining us here from the East Eye Community Group, talking about the Martin Luther King celebration coming up 6 o'clock Sunday evening at First United Methodist Church. Al, you know, I mentioned here about the question about, you know, have we made a lot of progress, and are we on the right track here, you know, better than 50 years after Martin Luther King's death? How do you see things right now? Are we on track? Because I think clearly a lot of people, myself included, would say we're not there yet.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say yes to what you're saying. When we look at a bigger picture, then it's like, why is our country in certain situations that it is? And we're fighting the same basic things that were fighting for over, you know, 40 years ago, and even longer. I mean, that sense of freedom, that sense of you know, to vote, you know, today's day, you know, we're screaming pretty hard on free speech, so that's no problem. I mean, you know, but to have some sort of representation as a hold for us as a people, because we have not covered even some of the smaller bases. I mean, because then what happened is that the law goes in effect, and then we're good to put clauses in behind, or section 28.3b, you know, of a particular law. But we still have a long way to travel, I mean, for as a people is concerned.
Al Slappy with us here, Eastside Community Group, having a Martin Luther King gathering after postponement last weekend. So give us the date and time once again, Al.
It's going to be January 21st, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. There will be little snacks, finger food afterwards. At First Methodist Church, 823 Merchant in Emporia, Kansas.
Great job, Al. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Al.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Have a good day. Al Slappy, yeah, with the Eastside Community Group. And that Martin Luther King function happening this Sunday, First United Methodist Church at 6 p.m. All are welcome, Chuck.
All are welcome. I want to let you know that you're welcome to get your event or activity included here on our morning show schedule. Tomorrow, we mentioned here the Newsmaker segment. Lisa Fuller will be talking about a fundraising activity for Mike Morris next month. We have What's in Outdoors tomorrow. That's the monthly rendition with Phil Taunton, so no Newsmaker 2. The Monday Newsmaker 2 has ESU Health and Human Performance Professor Dr. Jennifer Thomas with her monthly visit.
Breathing.
It's good.
Breathing is the topic, yeah. As long as we're doing that, we're okay, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. CareArc is formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. So CareArc, healthcare without the headache. It is 8:40. Stay tuned. Headlines on the way.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 5 days to the New Hampshire primary, where former President Donald Trump will try to tighten his grasp on his third straight Republican presidential nomination. But New Hampshire's Republican governor, Chris Sununu, says the Republican he's endorsing, Nikki Haley, can still spring a surprise.